Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometers electric range. MG, recharge your soul.
Take a listen to this.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queen Bee Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header. There's a chance. Yeah! Oh, there's the goal. Troy Parrott, that is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick, and right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
Right at the death. What a match. I don't think I will ever forget it, and it kept Ireland's World Cup hopes alive. It was really the most remarkable game. Ireland needed the win, and that's exactly what they got at the very last moment in the 96th minute when Troy Parrott, of course, poked home the winner after a Liam Scales flick on. We'll chat about the game. I'm now joined by former Irish international Jason McAteer and former coach of Liam Scales at Arklow Town FC, Lara Mahoney. You're very welcome to the programme. I don't know about you, Jason, but I've actually watched that Troy Parrott goal on Instagram about 9 times already today, and I'm pretty sure I will watch it more as I'm heading home this evening. Can you actually believe what you witnessed on Thursday night and again yesterday?
I got to be honest, Ciara, my heart was obviously with the boys and wanting to get the two results. It was a really, really difficult task, wasn't it, with Hungary away, Portugal on Thursday at home, and sort of the position we were in and the way we were playing, to be honest. I actually didn't see it happening. So my head was telling me one thing, but my heart was wanting another. And then we obviously got the results on Thursday, and then it set us up for this fantastic 90-plus minutes we witnessed yesterday. And you've got to give credit to the lads. I mean, to go, you know, a goal behind and then fight back and then go again, 2-1 down, 2-2, and then to keep pushing and keep believing, it was just remarkable. And it took us all the way back, didn't it, to Houghton, Robbie Keane's goal in the World Cup, Ray Houghton's goal in Italia in, what was it, 88, and then obviously in 94 in the World Cup. And then, you know, people have been asking me about my goal against Holland and stuff. And it's one of them moments, isn't it? It's one we'll talk about for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, I think one of the things that really stood out was the calibre, I suppose, of the teams that they were playing in Portugal and in Hungary. And the fact that the team did go into this game and into these two games, and particularly the one on Thursday, with really nobody in the entire country believing that they could do this. I mean, how do you think they overcame that? Where did that performance come from?
Well, you're right. You know, the two games that were left, Portugal and Hungary, they couldn't be too hard of games, could they, with the teams that were in their group? And they were all but out, weren't they? And I think it's just one of them where, you know, you've got nothing to lose. You just give it everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, in a football match, you get yourself in front, which was, they did against Portugal. And then they just found a way of defending and just found a way of digging in. And, you know, they were stifling the attacks of the Portuguese. They were clearing the lines. They were getting bodies on the line. And you kind of grow in confidence in that kind of football match. And then all of a sudden, you know, you've got that 1-0 lead, something to hang on for. You go in then a 2-0, you know, whatever the manager said to them at half time, you know, it just must have been inspirational, but I'm sure he didn't think he'd be in that position as well. So, you know, whatever he said to them, they come out and listen, they threw the kitchen sink at Ireland, Portugal, didn't they? And, you know, it was backs against the wall and they defended magnificently well. And then obviously they go away. The worry for me was they put that much effort into winning at home against Portugal. I just didn't think they'd have enough in the tank to, you know, to put up a fight again, or certainly put up a fight, but not get a result against Hungary. So I was a little bit sceptical. But, you know, when they just showed the passion and the desire, which is something that You know, it's the culture that we grew up with playing for Ireland. You know, first of all, it's you give everything and then you see where you're at the end. And most of the time we come through. And again, it showed, you know, if you apply yourself, if you give everything, if you put everything on the line, you know, wonders can happen. And that's what occurred.
Yeah. And I think that's what we saw with that interview with Troy Parrott after the match when he broke down. You could see where that grit and that determination came from, because it was so clear that it just meant so much to him to do that for his family, to do it for the people of Portland Row and Dublin, and to do it for the wider community, because it just lifts the whole country. I mean, you mentioned Ray Houghton's goal, and we all remember the Robbie Keane goal against Germany. But where does the win rank, do you think, amongst, you know, famous Irish results? Right up there?
Obviously, Kieran, mine's top, and then and I'd put it just below mine.
Actually, do you know what? Hold on a second, Jason. Let's just take a listen.
Duff in close attendance. Keane is fouled. Duff helping it on towards Finnan. Finnan facing Cuckoo. And a little cross in there, and it's come through here. McAteer!
We're cheering here in the studio. Did you ever have to pay a pint after that ever again, Jason McAteer, in this country?
You just nicked my next line. I was going to say, Troy Parrott will never buy another pint of Guinness for the rest of his life, if it's anything to go by what is happening with me. No, listen, it was just, you know, a remarkable situation. We were, you know, we were in a bit of a similar situation. The group was really tough. Portugal, and then obviously Holland. So everyone had kind of wrote us off before the campaign started. But we were just in a really, really good place. There was a lot of players, you know, playing in their respective first teams back in England, in the Premier League and whatsoever, a couple of sprinkling championship players. But we kind of all grown together, and, you know, Mick had installed this fight. And again, you know, the crowd were right behind us, and we went into the campaign really, really well. We got a result against Holland away 2-2, and then, you know, the campaign took care of itself, and obviously came down to the Holland game. And, you know, I was lucky enough to put it in the back of the net. But what I would say about, you know, Troy Parrott, it's remarkable what he's done. 5 goals over 2 games. And listen, you can't take anything away from him. He is the hero. But I always say about my goal, you know, everyone talks to me about my... I had another 10 players on the team, you know, and the subs that came on. You know, it was a real team effort. It was a collective effort. You know, everyone pats me on the back. But without the likes of Roy and Duffer and Keno and Dunny at the back and Shea Given and all the lads, even Gary Kelly playing his part, you know, we would never have got to where we were in the position to actually go and try and win the game. But plus, we would never got over the line. So all credit to all the lads who were involved yesterday, all the staff. You know, they found themselves under tremendous pressure over the last few months. And, you know, everyone's been having an opinion and everyone's been writing them off. And I can understand the emotion of having getting over the line, why they felt that way. It's not just the results. It's not just what they've achieved. But it's all the people that have knocked them over the last 3 or 4 months. It's silencing them, really. And it's a lovely feeling.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was so little hope out there, and they just completely defied all expectations. I mean, I suppose looking ahead now to the next matches, I'm not going to lie, we've been looking up flights to America in our house. We're already there. We've decided we're going stateside. Do you really think this is the start of something new with this Irish team? And how do you go about sustaining the momentum up until the end of March next year? Like, it's quite a distance.
Yeah, that's the worry for me, that, you know, everything will die down. It's a long time between now and March. We don't know who's going to be fit, who's going to be playing, who's not going to be playing. So there's a lot of variables that are going to go in, you know, to the team selection. You know, should everyone be fit? I'm sure it'll be a similar team. It just is a little bit different. It's not a little bit closer, because, as you just said, momentum's a wonderful thing, and confidence in football, in sport. And you kind of want to do it now. You kind of want it, like, together next week, let's go again and keep this momentum going. And, you know, the country's right behind everyone. But I'm sure the nation will, you know, we'll get right behind the lads just before the game. I'm sure there'll be a big, you know, a big thing in the press, a big push for it. And when the game comes around, obviously we'll have to see what happens, pot two or pot three. But I'm sure, you know, when the game is getting closer and closer, everyone will be looking forward to it. And that adrenaline and sort of that excitement will be building, won't it? So when we do go into the game, you know, everyone's right up for it. But
yeah, national holiday declared for March 26th. I've decided already there'll not be a win watched in this country. We might just stay on the line, Jason. I want to bring in Lar there because you coached Liam Scales from the ages of 9 to 13. What separated Liam Scales from his peers growing up? You know, did you see signs that he could become the professional that he's become?
Well, you could see those signs, Ciara, but you wouldn't have seen it in the position that he's playing in. Because when Liam was a kid, Liam, believe it or not, was a tricky winger. He was an outside left. He didn't play at the back at all. He was an attacking player.
Yeah, so when did that shift come about?
It had nothing to do with me, unfortunately. I can't claim any credit for that because Liam moved on from our club. And then, to be honest, the next time I saw him playing, he was playing centre-back for the Irish Schools team. And I know this sounds a little bit silly, but I couldn't get over the disappointment when I saw him playing at the back instead of playing in what I would have seen as an accurate position.
So you were disappointed to see him become the sort of solid defender. But look, we actually saw some of that attacking spirit yesterday in the game, as well as the defending that he did. What kind of a young lad, what kind of a player was he?
Ciara, it's easy to say this now, and of course everyone's going to say this now, but he definitely had you saw the potential in Liam. Liam had a lot of the physical skill that, you know, you see hundreds of kids have, but he was a very, very intelligent player as well. He had qualities. He could see things away from the ball that other kids his age and certainly kids that played in his position couldn't see.
And do you think, did he have that dream to play for Ireland, to be an Ireland international player?
Well, I suppose every kid has a dream of playing for Ireland, and every kid with talent has an even bigger dream. But Liam went a long way around. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story. Like Liam left Arklow and went to Dublin. He didn't like it up in Dublin. He came back and played in Arklow. And then Liam is very, very good academically as well. So he got a scholarship in UCD, and he played League of Ireland in UCD, Carmarthen Rovers, and then he got away.
And then he went back and focused on the football again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be immortalised, I think, as all of that team were yesterday. How proud is everybody in Arklow Town FC of Liam? What has it done for your club?
Oh, it's fantastic. I couldn't believe when you played those clips. I was choking up. I didn't know whether I was there going to speak to you or not. I'm going to be able to speak to you.
Yeah, I do understand.
Liam is such a nice fellow, and he comes from such a nice family, that I think everyone in Arklow is just so proud of what he's done.
Yeah, we really are so proud of that team. To come back to you, Jason, just to go back to a question I asked you earlier, do you really feel that this is the beginning of a new era now in Irish football, the one that we have waited for as fans for such a long time?
Yeah, it's been difficult, really difficult, for a number of years now, and we've been waiting for something to happen, haven't we? And then all of a sudden, you know, you get the spark from Thursday night and you just go, ooh, you know, you'd actually see something, and then the lads grow in confidence, and then that unity and camaraderie come through, which is such a special quality in a football team. And then they go and show it again. So they've created expectation now for themselves, which they're going to have to live up to. You know, them performances they put in over the last two games, they're in there. We've witnessed it. We've seen it. So we're going to expect that now. So the lads have, you know, they've set the bar high for themselves, but there's no reason why they can't kick on from this. I listened to the manager yesterday, Helgrimsson, and I thought he spoke really, really well. He was really level-headed. He wasn't getting carried away. And he's, you know, I've seen Tony interview him a few times during this campaign, and I raised an eyebrow a couple of times and thought he was put under a little bit of pressure. But he handled it well. And then yesterday, he handled it, you know, like the tough times, he handled it in the same manner. You know, he hadn't got carried away with himself. And his answers were very, very good. And I could just imagine him being a calm and influence in that dressing room, which is sometimes what you need, certainly at this kind of moment. So yeah, listen, I hope it inspires, you know, and it will do. You know, I've seen the clips on social media. I've been watching them all day. There's been some brilliant clips. It'll inspire a lot of youngsters around Ireland now, and it'll lift the spirits of everybody. And that's what we want. And, you know, like, I mean, you used that word before, momentum. Momentum's a massive word in sport, and if we can keep creating this momentum, keep creating this desire, and you know the country moving the right way through a sporting way. Because I always think sport in Ireland is a really big thing. With the exposure that the lads get, you know, it's only really beds well for the future.
Oh, thanks. So good to hear that. Jason McAteer and Lara Mahoney, thanks so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. It is a result that is really making me, and I'm sure is making you out there, smile today. It was a karate kick, the last goal. It was incredible. I don't know how he got his foot to it, but it really was something else. Don't forget, we've always had legendary goals. World Cup 2002 had huge moments, like Robbie Keane's late equaliser against Germany. Never forget it. Without Roy Keane, of course. There was also Shane Long's winner against Germany at the Aviva in 2015. I was actually at that match. I will never forget it. And Robbie Brady's late winner to beat Italy in France 2016 to qualify for the knockouts and play France in the last 16. Amazing stuff. And that's only the recent stuff when you list it all out, says Jack.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.